You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Today on NFL Fantasy Live, it is championship week. If you won your league, congrats. If not, well, we'll recap the players that you wish you had, the guys who put up boatloads of points in week 16. And for many leagues, the fantasy title all comes down to Monday night. Broncos, Bengals, and we're breaking it all down. Plus, if your league doesn't crown its champ until week 17, two pieces of advice. One, hear our favorite week 17 matchups. And two, quit that league, man. That's a horrible setup. NFL Fantasy Live starts now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to NFL Fantasy Live presented by Bose, the official fantasy football show of the National Football League. I'm James Coe alongside this box and fantasy Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano.
How are you
today, pal?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? We will get to that in just a moment. That's called a tease in our business. Yeah. An extremely tough break for fantasy owners, though, rolling with Andrew Luck in their championship games this week. He's brought you this far, but the Colts signal caller, well, they pulled a little bit of a disappearing act yesterday and was pulled in the third quarter of the team's blowout loss to your Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Luck finished with just 0.36 Yikes. Fantasy points, a killer blow in championship week.
Fab. Yeah, Molly Karam will likely talk about this because she started Andrew Luck in a league, and I don't think she did so well, but you know what? Andrew Luck got you there.
Yeah, sure did.
And this was just a bad performance by every member of the Indianapolis Colts. Did they have any players in double-digit fantasy points in this game? I think not, my friend. I think their leading scorer was Hakeem Nicks. That's how bad it was from a fantasy perspective for the Indianapolis Colts. Everyone, Adam Vinatieri, T.Y. Hilton was not playing.
Right.
A lot of people went with Dante Moncrief.
Yes, he did yourself
nothing.
Included.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
What did he get, 0.5 points?
It was ugly. Let's just put it that way.
And yet, it's crazy. I think Dante Moncrief still had more points than Andrew Luck. How is that possible?
He did.
I don't understand.
Matt Hasselbeck did, too.
Very good point. I think Tim Sorgi and Curtis Painter did as well. All right, today on the show, you might notice a little Christmas gift here on our set. We're going to play a little game we like to call
What's in the Box?
What's in the Box? Tweet us your guesses and stay tuned to find out what is
in the box.
In the box. All right, we're going to get to that and more from the weekend. That was in just a moment, but for now, we'll focus on the final Monday night game of the year, the Denver Broncos visiting the Cincinnati Bengals.
Thank you, James. Lots of fantasy owners will be watching this one very closely. Peyton and company wrapping up championship week in Cincinnati. All eyes on Manning this week, who has been playing through a thigh injury. Really hasn't looked like himself the past couple weeks. Adam, what can we expect from him tonight from a fantasy perspective?
I think this is the best he's ever looked. This is the perfect way you want to see Peyton Manning, just handing the ball off a ton. And that's probably their best chance of winning. But for fantasy owners, you're going to be a little bit you want him to score some more points, but you want him to throw the rock a little bit. And thankfully, it's a Monday night game where he likes to go out and shine in these, when he gets the opportunity to go out underneath the bright lights. And the last couple of weeks, as I said, he's handed off the ball a lot. This week is his overcorrection. This is the week he's going to be down there on the 5-yard line. And instead of handing it off to C.J. Anderson, He's going to be looking for JT, DT, everybody passing the ball. Nicely done, Akbar. He's going to pass. So I would feel pretty good. If you need 20 points from Manning, feel good. If you've got 25, like, hey, 30, doable, whatever. I think this is going to be a big night for him.
All right. Well, we all know to start Demaryius Thomas. Emmanuel Sanders, not 100% either, dealing with the flu, but we should expect him to be playing today. What kind of numbers do you
think? Well, there's an app for that, believe it or not. And yes, any trainer, they'll say, give him the Z-Pack, he'll be fine. Three pills, 3 days, he's good. He'll fight through the flu. But I think because of what Adam said, look, Peyton Manning's going to be back on the upswing. It's probably not more of a correction as much as it is him coming out of rehab. He needed to rest his arm so they can push through now through the final game of the season and through the playoffs. So that's why they ran the ball heavy, and we see that affected Emmanuel Sanders' production. 0 touchdowns in the last 4 games. That's it. Correlates with the amount of times that they've started to go to a more run-heavy offense. This is a passing team, no doubt about it. Emmanuel Sanders of old, what we saw in the first 6 games, he's coming back this Monday night.
Oh, it is a passing team, and Julius Thomas hoodwinked us a couple times whether to start him or not. He is playing. What do we? How do we like him?
It's disappointing for the last couple of weeks. He hasn't gone out and put up huge numbers or any numbers at all, but the one good thing that he's got working for him is that they have that threat of a run game, and that's really what you want in this instance. When you get near that 5-yard line and inside the red zone there, you want to have a run game that a team has to respect, has to play. And so anytime you're doing play fakes or anything like that, it will freeze a linebacker or a safety, and it will allow somebody like JT to get open. You can look at the stats and say, hey, the Bengals are very tough traditionally on tight ends, but there's not a lot of times where you go up against a team like the Broncos that has so many different weapons that I just throw those stats out the window.
Championships are on the line. Will these numbers be enough, Adam and Akbar?
Well, you know, for a certain fantasy expert here, Michael Fabiano, he needs a lot of points from Peyton Manning, and this is impressive. And I love the background music, by the way, here. 20 points, Michael Fabiano, you become the fantasy champion for the expert league.
He's got it.
We can't crown him just yet, though.
Well, I'm just saying, if you get that out of a Peyton Manning, that's going to happen.
How many does he need? 20?
He needs 17 fantasy points.
Okay, 17, Fabs. We're rooting for you. On the other side of things, let's look at the Bengals. And Jeremy Hill, Akbar, clearly the number one guy there in that backfield.
Yeah, 202 touches, the most on the team this year. An impressive rookie season for Jeremy Hill. And a lot of people expected this, and there were some haters out there. So he had to do the Taylor Swift and shake him off, because no one thought that he was going to be able to supplant a guy like Giovanni Bernard. So impressive in the first part of the season, and then we remember what he did last year. We saw the hope and the potential there. But this kid is a bruiser. He's also a guy that has that athleticism to get to the edge. Now, he's going up against the Denver Broncos, and I'm not too high on him going up against the Denver Broncos that's giving up a little over 71 yards per game. This defense and this front seven, they're stout and they are for real. I'm not seeing it or feeling it for Jeremy Hill this game.
Supplant, you must have went to San Diego State.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, obviously.
Breaking out the
clearly
big words. Yeah.
All right. How about Gio Bernard here? Adam.
Yeah, he just hasn't been able to perform like he did last season when he was pretty much a standout rookie. And now he's got, again, a tough matchup here against the Broncos, who, as Akbar said, are very tough against the run. And it's tough. You know, Gio is somebody coming into the season, because of his size, he doesn't have that frame that allows him to be a bruising running back week in and week out. And if this is a cold weather game and the Bengals want to shorten it up, Jeremy Hill is the guy they're leaning on. Gio is more of a change of pace back, which is probably the best role suited for him. So I don't expect a lot of fantasy points. If you're starting Gio, then yes, whatever point total you think you need, you'll get it. Because, well, you're pot committed at this point.
Yeah, sure.
What are you going to do?
How about A.J. Green, one of the best receivers in the league? You own him, but what about from a fantasy perspective here?
Well, from a fantasy perspective, I think he's going to have a good game. Because, look, the one thing that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to have to do is they're going to have to move the chain. All right. If they're going to have to go out there and extend drives, they're going to have a hard time doing it on the ground. So they're going to have to go with the aerial attack with Ariel Jeremiah. And so I look at A.J. Green and think that this could be his game. This is going to be a game where he's going to have some solid points. I say you trust him going against the Denver Broncos. Again, a very tough defense, but he'll bring it.
Let's see how much you trust him here, Akbar.
Akbar, 17 points.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the game plan.
I'd call
it's
that
simple.
Trust.
Yeah, you look at the game plan. It's going to be simple. Look, they're going to struggle on the ground game, and that's why I'm not giving too many points to Bernard.
I do think that Jeremy Hill can find some running room, but I do have him slotted for 53 yards and a touchdown.
53 yards.
53 yards and a touchdown. That's 11 points.
He might be able to get a little more than that, though.
That's good. Okay, he could. Yeah.
Maybe.
Sure.
All right,
I'm in.
We'll
thumbs up.
We'll see tonight when we watch Monday Night Football. All right, remember, you can check us out again tonight after that game, 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. See if these guys are right. As we break down all the highlights from the Broncos. Don't look at me. I know you're looking at me. Broncos and Bengals from a fantasy perspective. For now, we send it back to James in Fabs. I was getting side-eye.
What's in that box?
Time for your latest fantasy headlines as we wrap up week 16. Wrap up. Get it?
I got it.
Around the corner?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel left Sunday's game in Carolina with a hamstring injury. Manziel said the team decided he could play on through the injury if needed, but that Hoyer was playing well enough to keep him out. Encouraging news if you're a fan of Johnny football, I guess.
Well, if you're playing in a championship in week 17 and you're starting a Browns quarterback, number one, how the heck did you get there?
Right.
Number two, stop it. Stop it. Because remember, Brian Hoyer is also banged up as well. So who knows who's going to be the quarterback? Maybe they bring back Brian Sike. Remember him?
It's almost as if no skill players for Cleveland are fantasy relevant right now.
Right.
All right, another injury for fantasy fans to keep tabs on this week. Falcons running back Steven Jackson left Sunday's game with a quad injury. ESPN reports Jackson's injury is not believed to be serious, and he could return for week 17. Fabs, if your league has its championship in week 17 and Jackson is cleared, is he at least a flex option?
Yeah, I'd say he's a flex. He has been the featured back there before he got injured. Then Devontae Freeman had such a good game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Absence, Devontae Freeman looks so explosive.
This is for all the marbles. I think they're sticking with their veteran as long as he's healthy. But you still want to pick up Freeman just in case.
Yes.
Handcuff.
All right, there you go. Coming up, we're breaking down all of the decisive performances from this Week 16 Championship Week. Which players' disappointing outputs cost managers a title? And which of Week 16's top performers surprised us most? We're rolling out the red carpet for our fantasy postseason MVPs. What NFL Fantasy Live presented by Bose rolls on.
What's in the...
Quick strike, Romo to the end zone, and it's pulled down for the touchdown. Cannonball with time, now he throws. Wallace makes the catch, a spectacular catch. The Dolphins touchdown. What a run by Jordan Bell. He's going to get into the end zone, touchdown Panthers.
Roethlisberger brings it down, now throws, touchdown.
He throws end zone, Rokowski, low snap, pass blocked. Goes through the back of the end zone.
He knocks it through. Chargers win
to the pylon, sack.
Those catches were sick, but that music just made it that much more fun. Welcome back into NFL Fantasy Live. He's Adam Rank, Akbar Bajabiamila, Michael Fabiano, Molly Karam here with you on the final day of Week 16. I can't believe it.
It's here.
Right? Congratulations to all the owners who wrapped up a win so far. And if you're walking away with the hardware, here are the players you probably have to thank. Andrew Luck is not on this list. Russell Wilson having himself a day. Same with Ryan Tannehill and they're not even in the playoffs there. Colin Kaepernick redeeming himself, and Tony Romo just playing his best football of his career right now. But let's focus in now, Akbar, on Russell Wilson. He had the most passing yards he's had all season, and he put Seattle in the driver's seat for the NFC West.
Well, this is impressive for Russell Wilson. Talk about Russell Wilson, and we talked about how many times he's thrown the ball under 200 yards, how many times he's thrown the ball for just in the 200s. But for him to go out there and put up a 300-yard performance like he did against a very good defense was impressive. If Russell Wilson can play like this every single game next year, I mean, there's a true talk that he should be the first-round quarterback as he is. I mean, just outstanding, and obviously showing his ability to run the ball as well. Great performance by Russell Wilson. He should be the reason why you won your championship game.
Yeah, picking up a rushing TD as well. Fabs, after an ugly three-game stretch, Ryan Tannehill had himself a day, and this was such a fun game to watch if you saw this Miami-Minnesota game.
It was, but it wasn't fun if you benched Ryan Tannehill because he hadn't done well over the last couple of weeks. and he had really great matchups that he couldn't exploit. And on paper, the Vikings had been pretty good against quarterbacks. They were really bad against running backs. So if you started Lamar Miller, you were very happy. But 396 yards, four touchdowns, almost 30 fantasy points. And a lot of those points went to waste because, again, people had lost faith in Tannehill.
Yep, makes sense. And people also lost faith in Colin Kaepernick, Adam, but he's still a good fantasy quarterback if he continues to run the ball.
Well, for good reason we lost faith in him because he just hadn't delivered so much over the last couple of weeks. But this particular matchup had to be excruciating for anybody who saw their season be eliminated, who lost out because they had been starting Kaepernick. And we didn't see enough of this over the course of the season. This is why you made Colin Kaepernick your top quarterback, was because his ability to run the ball. But for whatever reason, the 49ers really got away from it this season. I don't know why. It's not like he's built like RG3. This guy is built like a running back. He is one of the most well-put-together quarterbacks, probably the most well-put-together quarterback in the game. They should use that part of it. And that's the most frustrating thing. So hopefully the next coach in San Francisco certainly does that.
Well, I'll tell you one person that everyone's excited about is Odell Beckham.
Yeah, ODB.
Yeah, I mean, you look at his performance, you know, when Victor Cruz went out, he steps in and he becomes the man and he took over. In fact, he owned that number one wide receiver position. I'm making the case right now that Odell Beckham Jr., I mean, should be a first rounder. And I said it, and I know most people are thinking like, what? And I know he probably won't. This is mostly me speaking out of emotion, but I'm just so proud of the young kid. You know, seeing this kid come from LSU to what he's doing now, just impressive. I mean, he continues to go by coverages. I mean, he just blows right by some of the best defensive backs.
He really looks unstoppable.
He is the, I don't even know. I'm literally getting choked up here.
Yeah, don't
because
get teary-eyed.
I really do believe that this guy will surpass the likes of a lot of these young wide receivers. I think when you look at that young receiver class, he's the top, no doubt about it.
You know who should get you choked up? Phillip Rivers,
Phillip
Adam.
Rivers.
How about that comeback? And then we hear he had bulging discs that he played with.
Yeah, he's been battling injuries all season, and it's really hurt his production. And also, they've lost their center. They've lost about five centers so far this season, it seems like. But Phillip Rivers still comes out, and he has games like this. We talked about it on Friday, Akbar. We like this match. It took us a while to get there, but we did like this because there's a lot going on in San Francisco. There's a lot of turmoil, and I should clarify what I was saying earlier. I'm jesting. I'm speculating that Harbaugh could be out. He's got one more year left on his contract, but there is speculation that he could be moving on. So there's a lot of turmoil going on that with that team, and they put out a pretty good effort. Rivers was still able to come out and do pretty well. He looked like a team and a quarterback playing for a playoff spot at that point. The 49ers looked like they were kind of trudging through a lost season.
Without his leading receiver and second leading rusher, really impressive. Fabs, I know you love this. Congrats.
I love it.
How about them Cowboys, division champs, and Tony Romo playing his best football?
I just want to soak this in.
Soak it in. Enjoy. Just watch the video.
I love watching this video because Tony Romo, as you said, is playing the best football of his career. He is an MVP candidate. And if you're talking about fantasy football, he is the MVP.
He is.
Every single week he scored over 20 fantasy points.
Did I just say that?
He's had 20-plus fantasy points in five of his last six games. Tony Romo likely is the reason you won a championship. Now, hopefully, he can do that for my Dallas Cowboys. But
and
in
that's
fantasy,
what the whole back
there wasn't
too.
A better quarterback. Not Aaron Rodgers, not Andrew Luck, not Peyton Manning. None of them were better than Tony Romo.
Enjoy it. Your moment's over now. Let's check out the rest of the weekend's top performers here. Hey, I let you relish in it.
Thank you.
Frank Gore, who was on my bench.
I can't believe that.
A lot of bench.
So was Matt Ryan.
He looked
so
good,
disappointing.
Too. Frank
I lost
Gore
to LeVar Arrington there. In our championship, Matt Asiata, we're going to get into him. Antonio Gates having a nice day.
We haven't won in that NFL AM league. We're 0-3.
Yeah. And let's focus in here, though. Enough about me. Matt Asiata rushed 16 times for 58 yards. Not so great, but two TDs. So it's basically he's entirely dependent on touchdowns.
Right, but he scores a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, so that's
and
good.
From a fantasy perspective, if the Vikings never went to Jerick McKinnon, Matt Asiata would have been a top 20 running back this year based on fantasy points. But they decided to go with McKinnon. That didn't work out very well. Asiata comes back in, becomes the featured guy, even with Ben Tate on that roster. And the man just scores touchdowns. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with this Vikings backfield in 2015.
In that same game, Akbar, if you watch the first half, Lamar Miller was pretty much Miami's entire offense.
Well, he should have been. I mean, remember how high we were on Lamar Miller? This is the image, and this is the visual that everyone will see going into 2015.
I was a year early, Akbar.
Well, and remember, to 2015. Don't remember 2013, remember 2014, and remember this game against the Minnesota Vikings, because he put everything on full display. We saw him in the passing game. He had 58 yards. We saw him on the run. You give Lamar Miller the ball, yeah, he's going to give you 150 yards with 24 carries. Lamar Miller, just a sensational run. And if you've had him, I mean, I know you must have just been, I mean, outside of your mind. You was just going crazy knowing that Lamar Miller put up big numbers like 21 points.
Do you know who else has been lighting it up? Jonathan Stewart. And is it fair to say he is a good bet at this point, regardless of D'Angelo Williams' status?
Well, it's
a good
tough
bet for production.
Is, I mean, when it's him by himself, he is without few peers. He is really somebody who can really do so many things well on the football field, hits a hole well. See the way he extended the run right there. There's a lot of, it's like when The Daily Show went from Craig Kilborn to Jon Stewart. It got
sure
that much better. You don't know? You should watch. Akbar, it would help you out. I like him, though. He's been really great, as you see right there. He's gotten the majority of the carries over the last 3 weeks. And when he gets that opportunity, he's really a fantastic talent. The problem is he just can't stay healthy for the entire course of the season.
But this week he's got to go all in because they've got a lot to play for, that NFC South.
Oh, and they're playing Atlanta. So if you keep playing in your fantasy league this week, start them.
Nice matchup. All right, good stuff, guys. Thank you. Still to come, it's never too early to start planning for next season. What rule changes would our experts make for their 2015 fantasy league? We're putting on our commissioner hats next. Plus, what on earth is in that red box? Your guess is as good as mine. A holiday surprise is coming up when NFL Fantasy Live returns. What do you guys think it is?
It's the ball that Jordy Nelson
dropped. You get a car.
Raw eggs.
A bunch of car keys.
I would.
Friday on NFL Fantasy Live, we're revealing our end of the season fantasy awards. Who's going to win Rookie of the Year? Who was the best draft bargain? And who was this year's biggest bust? You can help pick the winners. Vote now at NFL.com/fantasy awards. All right, you saw Doug Martin and Zach Stacy there, two of 2014's biggest disappointments. But Adam,
yes, sir.
The sting of those two guys, nothing compared to the searing pain of having one of Week 16's biggest letdowns basically cost you a championship. We heard about Andrew Luck not even getting you 1 point. How about Greg Olsen here? Two points.
That's a pretty solid fantasy squad right there.
It sure is. Absolutely.
If that was your team, you'd be like, I'm winning this thing.
How does Matt Stafford put up less than 6 points? It makes no sense. I don't know.
Because the Bears are awesome.
And then Jeremy Maclin with 6 points there. He was definitely a disappointment as well. I thought he was going to have a huge day as well. Andre Johnson there. But how about Tom Brady?
Right. Well, this actually was good news for anybody. I don't know if this would pertain to anybody in particular, but let's say you had Tom Brady
at the beginning
and you dropped him in like week four. Like, you would see this performance in the playoffs and be like, you know what, I feel bad that I didn't hold on to him for the course of the season. But you know what? The most impressive thing I took from this game was that Rex Ryan's team came out and played so hard last time that I feel good. If Rex Ryan does go on, if he is relieved of his duties this season and ends up either in another coaching job or something like that, I would feel good about that because his players are still playing hard for him. And you know, Bill Belichick wanted to go out and send a message to Rex just in case, you know, and move on. But that was a very impressive performance by the Jets, not so much by Tom Brady, and not so much here by Drew Brees. I would hate, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about setting up your team for the playoffs and everything. And you looked at Drew Brees and you liked the matchup going up at home against the Falcons. But you know,
love that matchup.
Over the course of the season, Drew Brees has had so many great matchups at home and has failed to deliver.
It's like the bizarro Saints season.
You know what? And I was sitting there when I was writing like dislike this week, I actually mentioned, I said so many times he has great matchups at home, doesn't come through. But even then, even then, you thought, you know what, the playoffs looming, a quarterback who has won a Super Bowl title before,
that's right,
he's going to come through.
And he loves playing the Falcons as well. Matt Money Smith was telling us all kinds of stats, basically telling us Drew Brees was in line to have a monster performance. It did not happen.
True.
You know, Justin Forsett, we've been kind of, you know, giving his praises, singing his praises all season, and when it's come down to it, though, he hasn't performed.
I'm torn on this one because Justin Forsett was somebody who I was able to pick up on the waiver wire and carried me pretty far in my league of record, and yet he let me down at the end. And so now I'm kind of at a crossroads where, you know what, I'm upset with him. It's fine to get to the playoffs, but you know what, the whole in my household, It's all about the championship. It's not good. We don't hang banners for playoff appearances. We only hang.
You're the Lakers. You're not the Clippers.
Absolutely. So it's got to be championship or nothing. So you know what? I'm officially upset with Forsett and any Cal alumnus in my vis. Oh, sorry.
Whoa. How about Jamal Charles, though? The Steelers have been struggling defensively. You thought, okay, Jamal Charles, he's going to have a pretty nice afternoon.
You know what? Alex Smith, Jamal Charles, both of these guys major disappointments in this game, and it's tough. You know, if you think about your fantasy draft back in August,
yes,
the top four running backs who came off the board, think of those guys. The only one who really played well
LeSean
on Sunday,
McCoy.
He was good, but he had been so bad for a long stretch of the season.
Point.
Matt Forte was doing pretty good, but he had
good
a couple of clunkers getting up to this week's playoff game. So it's tough. So I'm not drafting anybody ever.
You're not drafting anybody ever.
And I'm not picking up anybody off the waiver wire because they all disappoint
me. You hate everyone.
Everybody disappoints me.
Well, what do you know? Adam Rank hates everyone. How weird.
How dare you? Dislike is what I'm going
now with. It's time for a 2015 edition of Groom Your Lineup, presented by Head & Shoulders. Molly?
He loves me, just saying. All right, thank you, James. Each week, we comb through NFL.com's Fantasy Genius tool to answer questions asked by our viewers to help groom their lineups. This week, we are looking at some keeper question marks for the 2015 season. Fabs, this first one here, who should I keep, Giovanni Bernard or Isaiah Crowell?
Well, right now, I'm saying Gio. Mm-hmm. He's a better running back. He is a more versatile running back. And I honestly don't know what's going to happen with the Cleveland Browns backfield. In Cincinnati, we know it's going to be Jeremy Hill and Gio. And people forget that earlier in the season, Giovanni Bernard was putting up some fantasy points. And then Jeremy Hill came in after Gio got hurt and things sort of went sideways for Gio. But Crowell hasn't been that great lately either. And there could be a committee in Cleveland as well because of that. I like the more versatile player. I'm going with Gio Bernard.
As a flex play, where would you take him? What round?
I think he's probably going to end up going somewhere in the fifth or sixth round next year, but we've got a long time between then and
now. Yes, we do, and a lot can change. Akbar, who should I keep, Kelvin Benjamin or Brandon Marshall?
I'm going to go Kelvin Benjamin. Mm-hmm. You look at what he's done so far this year, 990 yards, 9 touchdowns, 99999. I don't know what that means in a card game or anything else, but to me that sounds like good luck.
Yeah.
All right, when you get all those nines lined up there, he's going to be a 1,000-yard receiver this year, no doubt about it, when you look at his production and what he's done. But then you also look at the upside as well. This is his first year in the NFL. I mean, he's going to be growing with Cam Newton.
Yep.
Whereas when you look at Brandon Marshall, it's very unsure what's going to happen. Will they have the same offense? Will they have the same coach? What's going on? There's a lot of question marks there in Chicago. So I'm going to go with Kelvin Benjamin. I love his size. I love his speed. And I think he can give you a lot more for a lot longer.
Yeah, at this point seems to be more
Absolutely.
Upside, no question. Fabs, this one is for you. Would you go with Peyton Manning, the typical pocket passer, or Russell Wilson?
Well,
getting you points with his legs.
This really
as well.
All depends because keeper leagues have so many different rules and that kind of thing. So if you're in a league where you can only keep a guy for a year or two, I'm going with Peyton Manning here. If it's more long-term or if it's dynasty, the answer is clearly Russell Wilson. But I still think Peyton Manning has a couple of good years left in him, and he's got more skins on the wall than Russell Wilson does. And again, this is only if you're in a keeper league where it's short-term. There's so many different rules in keeper leagues. There's players who are under contract, and you have to give them back. You lose a round of the player you keep. So in that case, I wouldn't give up a first-round pick for Peyton Manning. I'd rather keep Russell Wilson for what's probably an eighth or ninth round or something like that. But I don't think Peyton Manning's fantasy season's greatness is dead just yet. I still think he has a couple good seasons left in him.
All right, let's move to the running back position now. Akbar, who would you rather have, Joik Bell or Mark Ingram?
This will shock you, but I'm going to go with Mark Ingram.
And even after Joik, did you see it, bro?
I saw Joik Bell's
Ridiculous.
Performance, but I also have a certain belief in Mark Ingram. And this is going to be really interesting. We've seen what he's done so far this year. 907 yards this season, 8 touchdowns. I'm very impressed with
and
what
he's
I've seen.
Time.
And he's missed a lot of times. And then also we've seen him go through the carousel of different running backs as well. So he's done all of that and still thrived. Imagine a situation or scenario where, of course, he's coming up at the end of his contract now, so he'll be a free agent. If he gets in a situation like, remember Michael Turner, when he was behind LaDainian Thompson, went to a new team, became the man. That very well could happen with Mark Ingram, where he could just go out to another place and become that man.
Yeah, both good options, but Mark Ingram getting the edge there. Thank you, guys. That's some good keeper advice there. More to come throughout the week right here on NFL Fantasy Live. That was Groom Your Lineup, presented by Head & Shoulders. Coming up, the final edition of That Helps No One. And boy, is it a good one. Warm up those vocal cords. And if your championship game doesn't kick off until next week, you're still in luck. We've got some good matchups to take advantage of, even if your starters sit on the bench on Sunday. That's next.
Coming up, if you could muster up 1.21 gigawatts of power, fire up the fantasy DeLorean, what would you go back and change about your fantasy season? Our experts are going to share their biggest regrets coming up. Plus, strike up the band because, well, not only do these touchdowns help no one in fantasy, some of the names are the absolute best in the business. Plus, like a present under the Christmas tree, we all want to know, what's in the box? Here's a hint. It's an end-of-the-season fantasy challenge for one of us. And will whoever gets the box actually go through with said challenge? What's in the box?
What is in the box?
Is coming up as well.
That's what we're debating.
All right, let's look ahead to next year. If you're the commissioner of your respective leagues, what's one rule you'd change from standard scoring leagues for next season, guys?
Well, one of the things that I hear the most complaints about during the postseason is that it's too much luck.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of luck involved.
Unfortunately, it wasn't enough Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, right. Exactly, because he was lousy yesterday. But go ahead and shorten your regular season to 12 weeks.
Ooh.
And then only have four teams make the playoffs, and then you have two-week playoffs. So the semifinals will be in 13 and 14. The finals are in 15 and 16. And that should eliminate at least some of the luck that's involved in the fantasy playoffs.
Right, it's a good idea, but if you truly want to do that, then just get rid of head-to-head, go total points, and then there it goes.
But the fun. I know you're the fantasy maverick and everything, but come
fun,
on.
Yeah, no, I like it. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. But the fun of it is that at the end of the season, you know, somebody gets lucky every once in a while.
That's a very good point.
Like regular football.
Rank, we'll stick with you. What would you change if you're
here's my thing. All right. This is the deal. I don't like when, like, you know, you have Darren Sproles, and he fumbles on a punt, and you lose those points.
Right.
And yet, when he scores a touchdown,
you don't get the points.
You don't get. So figure it out one way or the other. I personally would just rather not. I got it. I get it on. But I would like to say, though, that I just make a decision. Either you're counting the special teams points or you're not. Eliminate that he fumbled on a punt and you lose those points because it just doesn't make sense. Just make it consistent. Either way you want to go.
If you want to score the touchdowns, the score.
I would say, yeah.
The player and not the defense special teams.
Make a decision.
Because
it's too much one way. It's too negative. I want more positivity.
No, you don't.
Nah, probably not.
Ah, okay.
That doesn't sound like me.
That'd be weird if
I was like that.
I know, yeah. If you're all positive, that would make no sense at all. Akbar, how about yourself?
Let me be clear. Okay.
I would exercise
the ability to eradicate standard leagues and go with PPRs.
I, for one, have
lost too many games this year when where's Sasha and Malia? Well, they're not here, but look. I lost way too many games this year without having those extra catches. I went back and looked. I probably would have won six or seven more games this year.
If
we were in a PPR. I want to get rid of standard.
Okay, so yeah, this I is get basically rid of Akbar's point.
Right.
I want my players to score more.
Right.
Like, touchdown.
Exactly.
Here's the rule change. Touchdowns for my team.
So let's get rid of standard and let's just go all PPR.
I will actually piggyback on that. I love PPR leagues, but I like PPR leagues where the quarterback stop it.
It's
Drew,
fantasy
where the
hipster,
quarterback actually scores 6 points for a passing touchdown. In PPR leagues where passing touchdowns are four, it's just too heavily weighted against quarterbacks. And I know people say, well, that means some quarterbacks will take over a game.
Yeah.
Well, listen, yeah, that's real life, man.
Ask the Arizona Cardinals about that.
So I would definitely advocate passing touchdowns being six. I think it's just more reflective of how the game is being played. There's a lot more emphasis on the quarterback, and our fantasy game should also reflect that as well.
Well, I would actually then get rid of the extra running back. Just go one run, because there's so many running back by committees, and instead of having two running backs, sub in an extra flex guy.
Oh. Two flexes, one running back?
Yeah.
See, now we're just getting out of control.
Don't give us this much power.
Still to come, we're asking for a mulligan or three. Three of our experts will reveal what they wish they could have done differently this year when NFL Fantasy Live rolls on.
If you think your fantasy season is over, think again. It's not. Now you can continue your fantasy season throughout the NFL playoffs and have a chance to win the trip of a lifetime to Super Bowl 50. It's called NFL Playoff Challenge. Sign up today at NFL.com/playoff50. challenge.
My season's been over for days.
Hey, maybe days. You can win a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, I want that trip.
I'll buy you dinner in Arizona.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Sometimes even the experts get fooled during the course of a long season. Not these guys, though. So if you could change one thing about your fantasy season, what would it be, Mr. Fabiano?
You might laugh at this because of what he did yesterday or what he didn't do, but I would have drafted Andrew Luck. This is a guy who had a fourth-round ADP. And he's the top scoring player
in fantasy football. In the NFL AM Fantasy Live Championship because of Andrew Luck's
I understand that,
points.
But you probably got to the championship because of Andrew Luck. He's
good
been
point.
Great. And next year, I mean, he's a first-round pick, and I don't think there's any question about it.
I'm still a little bitter about that one.
Yeah,
Matt Ryan
sounds like
on
it.
My bench racking up the points.
Oh.
But this isn't about me. Akbar, what would
it's
you
not.
Change?
Well, you know, I this year I implemented a new strategy drafting wide receivers back-to-back rounds, first and second. I went with Calvin Johnson, A.J. Green.
That worked out well, right?
No, it didn't.
Oh, it didn't.
And I didn't make it to the playoff. Didn't even see the playoff. I don't even think I saw three victories, okay? So that's how bad it was. I would probably have gone back and went for a running back. I had Frank Gore as my running back, and he was, ranked finished like 16th. Not very good. I mean, you look at A.J. Green, Calvin Johnson, respectively.
Injuries,
and then 17th and 21. It just didn't work for me. So I would have done that different. I would have went for a running back. I needed a premier running back, which I ended up trading for later on in the season to get Justin Forsett, who was the 8th-ranked running back, but that was too late.
I mean, you get those two beasts, you figure. You're all right.
Yeah, I thought so. But
hindsight's 2020. Yeah, we live and we learn. What did you learn in 2014?
Hindsight is 2020. By the way, don't drop Tom Brady after week 4.
Yeah. Yes. Never count out Tom Brady
by the way,
Bill Belichick.
Don't drop Tom Brady after week 4. I dropped him in our NFL Fantasy Live League. Because, you know, he played Kansas City in week 4. I think he put up 9 points, maybe less.
He was awful the first 4 weeks.
He was terrible, and he looked terrible. And then, of course, right after week 4, the guy starts exploding week after week after week. And this was a situation where I absolutely needed a quarterback on my team. I think I was running Ryan Tannehill out there. Carson Palmer was running out.
I think, and of course, I think Molly can relate to this. This is like an old Roberto Cavalli name brand dress that you have you just store in the closet and you bring it out for later.
Roberto Molly Cavalli never goes out of style. Well, guys, if I could change one thing this year, it would have been fewer touchdowns. That helped no one! For this week's list, let's hand it off to Adam Rank.
Well done, Molly. That's right. Each week, we take a look back at those unheard-of players who robbed precious fantasy points from the guys we actually started on Sunday. It's a tearjerker from some curtain jerkers in a segment we like to call...
That helped no one!
To the video! And we start in Santa Clara and Colin Kaepernick. We all gave up on him. We will not look at his long touchdown run. Instead, we will look at that. Bruce Ellington.
What kind of dance?
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. You aren't nothing but two things. Helps
fancy, huh?
And no one, because
that helps no one.
Philadelphia, turn
fancy
it up.
Pants.
Big wheels keep on turning. Freddie, wait a minute. Why is he not rewarded with, he played so well. Alfred Morris, once again, vultured by Darryl Young right there. Because why would you want to reward your running back who's helping you out so much? I heard Mr. Young sing about it. Jay Gruden put him down. I hope Darryl Young will remember. A Southern man don't need him round anyhow because...
Oh, that helps no one!
To the Meadowlands, Geno Smith. Dude, get off the field. We just want to see Tom... Or do this. That's fine.
Okay.
Throwing it right... On God, I will duel you for your fantasy points. That is Jeff... Cumberland. Actually,
no. Oh, so
actually,
random.
You know what? I had to wear Cumberland boots for a year because this girl thought I was
Timberland.
A little bit taller.
Timberland.
Oh, sorry about that. Because
that helps no one.
Screw the Butters. You're losing cool points.
You know what? It was a pun, Molly. Everybody else. Anybody who watches Seinfeld got it. Here it is. I'm just going to call it out. Devontae Freeman sitting there running. I'm so glad the Falcons didn't use this guy all year. Why would you want a guy who's able to just run into the end zone when the other strategy that the Falcons had of just going for 5 wins and winning the NFC South works so well? Here it is. Yeah, we didn't see any of this all year. And there it is. He's running. Yep, nobody's stopping him. Thank you for keeping that on the bench all year because...
That helps no one!
St. Louis, the local football club wearing those L.A. Rams jerseys just to troll me. And the Giants are trolling us right here. I feel that every time they get inside the 20, they should have to throw it to Odell Beckham Jr. Instead, it's Orleans Darqua.
And no, this wait, is not a real name. Come on.
Is it, no, what do you mean? That's please? His real name, Darqua.
Oh, you're not going to go with
guys,
a,
don't disrespect
a Shrek
the
reference?
New York football Giants. No,
he's the bad guy from Shrek.
I wonder
right?
where he's from. That's what I want. I want to look up
is
where
he
he's from.
Is he from Orleans?
I think he's Nigerian.
Okay. Oh. Well, strike up the band because
that helps no one.
Mercifully saving us as we go to Oakland. The Bills, D, and special teams so good. Derek Carr has other ideas as he goes to Jermaine Olawale.
No, no, that is – he's Nigerian, and I can't believe you just I mean, just destroyed it. His name. I mean,
well, maybe I'm
– sure?
Maybe I'm Jermaine at the way he steals points all the time. Maybe I'm Jermaine at the way he helps no one. Maybe I'm Jermaine because
that helps no one.
Nigerian name, right?
Where was
the Nigerian?
Where we ran out of luck. Oh, look at Andrew Luck. He's like, I couldn't even do that one time. Not one time for Molly Q. I could not throw a touchdown into the end zone.
Who's
instead,
Nigerian on the
dude, have... Jim Sorgi in there. That was solid.
That was a Jim Sorgi out to the Zerlon Tipton. And I say to that,
that helps no one.
Houston, how about the Cowboys?
The epicenter.
Way to
here
go,
it
Paul.
Is, Arian Foster. No. Of course, no. He throws the ball. Of course, listen, if you're Bill O'Brien and your choices are Arian Foster or Case Keenum to throw the ball, of course you're going to go Arian Foster. Please do the heavy lift. In fact, Case Keenum wouldn't be in my top 10 of Houston players to throw a pass. So here he goes. C.J. Fedorowicz, a sleeper for next season, but for this week, that doesn't help.
Why didn't they spell his name so bad?
That helps no one.
That's a lot of different variations.
Did you see all the different spellings? I think Jimmy
speaking of, as a matter of fact, spellings. Luke Wilson with two L's for some reason. All right, Devontae Freeman on there as well. Jimmy Clausen. I was saying Jimmy Clausen could have been an interesting guy. Jimmy Clausen, 14 points, started in 0.5% of leagues. Daryl Young.
And more points than Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
Wow.
Bobby Darius Wright.
Oh, so much at the bottom of that Bobby Woods. Yes. Now, remember, if you want to see your tweets featured on the show next year, use the hashtag that helps no one when you see
I'm
a
sad.
Fantasy score. That
you
helps.
What? I'm sad.
That helps no
this
one.
Is the
Molly's
last
not
week
paying
of
attention.
THNL.
Now you might see your tweet feature on the show. Now, the right show, now, too, we're going to go with the Week 16 Wall of Famer.
Give it to me.
Boom.
Daryl Young.
Yeah. Wow. He's been
of course.
On it before. He was
well,
our first
no.
guy.
Let's listen. If you look at the board,
Akbar.
Here we go. If you look at the alpha it's, and the omega,
yeah.
oh. that helps no one,
oh.
goes to the
sort
epicenter.
Of a
and, of course,
that makes sense.
Now, watch us again Friday on NFL Now and NFL alpha Network as we reveal the That Helps No One Player of the Year. Who do you guys think? You guys handicapping it? Who you guys think?
I'm going to tell you right now. It's got to be a guy from San Diego State.
J.J. Watt.
Gavin Escobar.
Got to be J.J. Watt.
Make sure to come back for more NFL Fantasy Live. And finally, we'll find out what's in this box.
What is in that box?
Don't
kick it. Box!
Hello again. This is NFL Fantasy Live presented by Bose. 90% of NFL.com leagues crown their champ this week since Week 17. A little hard to predict.
NFC East.
Yeah, pipe down. But for those leagues that continue, congratulations. Into Week 17, we're offering up some favorable matchups to keep an eye on. Fabs, get us started. And I understand you're liking Jonathan Stewart, and he has an awesome matchup this week against Atlanta.
And he is the featured back for the Carolina Panthers right now, going up against the Atlanta Falcons, who have one of the worst run defenses in the National Football League. They are a very easy matchup to predict because when the running backs go up against Atlanta, typically they're going to produce for your fantasy football team. And Jonathan Stewart right now is not only playing for the Carolina Panthers playoff lives, but he's playing for next year, too, because this guy is talented, but he can never stay healthy.
He's no DeMarco Murray, though.
That's
Dude,
right.
G playing
no
with
DeMarco.
That broken hand. See, I can give credit where credit's due.
That's right.
Shout out to DeMarco there. Akbar, how about Kelvin Benjamin? Same game.
Same game.
Same
and,
team.
And that's
same
why
matchup.
I'm going with my helmet.
Hey,
Akbar. Akbar.
Is that just because you're so big?
Yeah, Akbar.
This is a life-size helmet. But when you talk about Kelvin Benjamin, he's going up. This is a great matchup for Kelvin Benjamin. Going up against a secondary group that has really struggled all season long. And then they have an injury. Of course, their other cornerback, Robert Alford, he's down. He's out for this game. So now you look at this. A divisional matchup. Going for that divisional league. Who's going to be first place in the NFC? East or whatever you want to call it,
South.
But I say this, Kelvin Benjamin will have a big game. If you're playing Kelvin Benjamin, this is your guy to determine if you're going to win the championship game, consider it handled.
Like, dude, might like, just be a keeper as well. Adam, another secondary that's struggling is the Eagles' ODB. Is he going to tear him up?
Absolutely. I know it might be a little silly to come out and say that Odell Beckham Jr. has a great matchup, but you know what else is silly? Playing a Week 17 championship game.
There you
game.
Go.
So that's why I'm going to come out with a little bit of sass and let you know the obvious of both of those situations. But you know what? Putting this into next season, this to me should be the first receiver off the ball. I'm with you.
No. He's the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever
will be.
He's not the best.
Pipe down, you two. I love a little sass. For more favorable Week 17 championship matchups, that wasn't it. You head over to NFL Now. You can check out on your favorite connected devices or by downloading the app for free on your phone or tablet for all our exclusive fantasy content. James.
All right, listen. It is time now. It's finally time to open the gift from our producers.
The gift that keeps on giving.
It's in the box.
Let us reveal.
What is in this box?
What is in the box?
It's shaky. You don't know what's in it. That thing could.
Let's take a look. Let us take a look here.
You think it's a pet? Wow.
What is it?
Listen. I am going to give you guys one final clue. Take a look.
There's a new challenge.
If he doesn't get
to 1,300.
Wait, what?
By week 17, then you wear,
high heels. That is not accurate. It's March to 1,200 by the end of week 16.
The end, not the beginning of week 16?
No.
By the end
of week 16?
You're
going to
be in heels, pal.
What? Wait, hold on.
So, what is in the box?
Please be my size.
Are your toes warm? I'm just wondering.
My toe socks?
What's wrong with these?
We do live in Los Angeles.
Oh, it's high heels.
It is 70 degrees out. Way to get on the holidays.
It's toe socks.
Dorothy.
God, these don't fit at all.
Boy. Well, you got to take
How
your toe socks off.
You're not even from Kansas.
The toes. This is so
what
easy.
You can't.
Why do people think this is tough?
No, let me
this
show
is
you.
So I could dance.
Excuse
like,
me, Adam. Adam.
I'm ice skating.
He's this out of control.
What's up? I can
this
ice skate.
This is going to go.
Hot bar, hold me.
This is going to go viral.
Where do I work? Adam Rank.
I'm like a rock.
By the way, DeAndre Hopkins with officially.
You need to swish the hips.
1205.
Yes, 1,205
receiving
By the way,
yards.
Worst kept secret ever. Like I totally
you know what?
Those
you know
socks.
What? Forget you, pal.
Why do you think? You guys,
you should be real.
You should be happy.
It's just a hot mess. Tuesday.
It's the only way they fit.
We're back
with
a recap of players who won and lost fantasy titles in week 16. NFL Fantasy Live returns Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern on NFL Now, 5 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. If we haven't scared you away, this just happened.
Because your socks are.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.